This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Teachers in Jefferson County will get a 5% raise in a tentative agreement reached with their school district. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The raise is a cost of living increase. The district is also drawing upon its reserves to give educators a one-time 2% payment. It's had to do that because Jeffco voters tax themselves for schools less than surrounding districts. Jeffco's starting salary is just over $55,000. The district will also offer employee-only health coverage at no cost to educators for three different plans. Meantime, the union's negotiation with the district for school support workers have broken down. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
La Junta has received a $25,000 grant to survey more than 80 downtown properties with connections to diverse groups in the city's history. Cynthia Neeb is La Junta's Director of Economic Development and Urban Renewal.
The history that you read about La Junta has to do with white people and who's the mayor and those sorts of things. We kind of lost our history, and I had a suspicion that we just hadn't dug deeply enough.
The grant from History Colorado will build on work from a few years ago that found significant historical contributions from Black, Latino, Chinese, Syrian, and Indigenous residents. She hopes the project is a step toward the creation of a historic district in the area. History Colorado is a financial supporter of CPR and KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. Grand Junction is looking into whether to adopt an electric vehicle share program. The city has hired a consulting firm to hear from community members. Residents can fill out an online form and also apply to be on a community focus group. Several Colorado cities have pilot or permanent electric vehicle share programs. This is CPR News and KRCC.